T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I thought it was Don singing. I was just waiting. I thought you guys had some kind of song here.
He didn't do this one, Joe. He didn't do this one. You know what? Good idea, though. Hey, Stephen, put that on the list. We got to get Don to do this one.
Okay, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joining us now, my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. Good afternoon, DBJ. How are you?
How are you, Joe? You doing all right?
I'm sitting here 2 o'clock in the afternoon with Channing Crowder in a commercial talking about fishing.
That's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good deal. See, Joe wouldn't know what to do, Channing, if he was between both of us, because we'd be the devil on both shoulders, wouldn't we?
yeah, we get Joe going, DBJ. Man, we were just talking about me and Joe live 2 streets from each other. DBJ, you got to move to Davie, man. That's where the cool people live.
Bro, you need to come see where I live, and you'd move out of Davie.
I've heard some stories. I won't get into it.
Considering his backyard is Biscayne Bay.
Don't tell on him, Joe. Don't tell on him.
You'd be you wouldn't know what to do. You'd never go to work. You'd be fishing all day, every day, man.
Oh, man. Well, I just need to invite DBJ. You know, I'll bring the poles.
Come on. I got the shrimp. So just bring. Come on, buddy. We're all right.
You know, the other day, we had a Swedish diver on the hurricane hotline, and I told Don I would go down to the University of Miami. The only diving I'm doing is a cannonball.
Crazy stuff I've
and
seen.
And he said that he had people do a cannonball off his roof, and now I'm picturing you, Crowder, doing a cannonball That would be the devil in you. You doing the cannonball at Don's house.
It all depends on how far the jump is, because as we were talking about, Joe, our knees are not what our knees used to be. So if it's further than about 6-7 feet, I might hit the wood. I might hit the cement, the seawall, whatever it is.
It's less of a jump than with that cat face the other night.
Let me tell you, what would make us all jump is we would drink this thing called the whistle stop. And the whistle stops would make us do all kinds of superhuman things. I get you a few whistle stops. Yeah, you were like that. You were like that. There was a restaurant called the what was it called? The Depot on US 1, and a buddy of mine owned it named Todd Roy, and he would have us in there, and we would get on those whistle stops, and then we started drinking them at the parties, and it would it give you all kinds of courage. Caused a few injuries and caused a few divorces, but other than that, it worked out pretty good.
Oh, boy. I feel like we're wandering into a cul-de-sac that we should probably just park right there.
Yeah.
We got a big game on Saturday, Channing.
Yes, we do.
We got a big game. Michigan State coming to town. They run the ball really well. They're playing with a high level of confidence, and they've got a quarterback that, as we were just talking about before, probably the good news would be if he stands in the pocket. Mm-hmm. I think he threw the ball pretty well from the pocket. This kid's probably a little underrated. Peyton Thorne, so you don't want to have him become a thorn in your side. Right, Don?
You know, I'm with you, Joe. I think that this is going to be an interesting football game for me. I really believe it. I think that that Michigan State's pretty darn good. I think, you know, from what I've seen, how they play both lines of scrimmage, I think it's the old mix of can Miami's speed and Miami's being dynamic, can it offset the brawn and the bulk of the Big Ten? And I just think the, you know, penalties are going to have something to do with it. Time of possession is going to have something to do with it. But Michigan State's going to give Miami 60 minutes of football, a lot like App State did, but just a bigger version of player.
And you bring up App State, DBJ, and Alabama. You know, the two games, 1-1, they're split. The App State win wasn't as dominant as people expected it to be. What is the biggest issue? You bring up the quarterback. You bring up the penalties. Like, what's your thing right now? Like, what do you think Manny is articulating to his team that we have to fix this moving forward?
Well, Channing, you've heard it a million times, right? Everybody's got to play their best game. And you can't have the breakdowns. You can't have guys dropping footballs. We had more drops against App State than we did against Alabama. You've got to make sure you're finishing your blocks. You've got to make sure that you're not missing your tackles. You know, you just got to really try and get better. And people talk about, you know, the hangover from playing Alabama. I can see that. I mean, I can see how I'm not going to allow it to be an excuse, but I can see how you can go from playing number one and then come in and play in App State. But I don't want to take anything away from App State. I mean, they've been winning 10 games a year for the last 6 years, if you look at the average. But Miami's just got to get better every single week. And I think that that's what every coach tells every team. But I have to see Miami. If they don't play better this week, they're going to get beat. I really believe that. I think that if they don't play at a level that they were playing at against Alabama, against Michigan State, they're going to have a long day.
And you speak about the drops, DBJ. One thing that I've noticed was the lack of separation. De'Eric's running around. He really can't find anybody. Is the lack of separation, is that on the defense, or is that on the receivers, or is that on the play calling? Like, the lack of having a guy open, having a guy 3-4 yards in front of the DB where De'Eric sees him and knows he can go there. I don't want to say blame, but what would you contribute that to?
Well, against Alabama, if we're going to go back that far, it's superior talent. You couldn't get any separation from those guys, even though they had, you know, a 29-yard touchdown with Restrepo, and they moved the ball a couple times and made some bigger catches. But I think it was more guys actually against App State, and I hate to bring it up, but like Will Mallory early on in the ball game, he was going across the middle, and that ball hit him right in the hands, and he dropped it. And that's something he doesn't do. And I think it's, you know, when it comes to this, you've got to make sure that your quarterback is, and he's proven to me, Derek King's proven to me that he can throw the long ball, but he moves around well. He's going to find the opening guy. But it's, everybody took turns, Channing. It's easier if one person was the reason, right? But when everybody takes turns, it keeps you from having a great football game.
They need to find the big play, their longest plays so far in the pass game, 36 yards, the run game, 29 yards. So the explosive play would be helpful in this game. I also think what would be helpful in this game, Don, is to make Michigan State work for everything. It's going to be 92 degrees. Now, I know we can emphasize the heat, but when I say work for everything, I do think heat becomes a factor, but also mental toughness. Michigan State has not really had to work for anything in their first two games. It's come very easy for them. They've marched the ball down the field. Defensively, they've been able to get three and outs and push teams around. It's been very easy for them. Miami's got to make it hard on them.
It was. I watched the Michigan State Youngstown last night, and it was almost cruel and inhumane punishment on what that offensive line did to Youngstown State's defensive front. They just mauled them. I mean, took guys off their feet. So Miami's defensive front is certainly not of that caliber. Miami's going to – I'm with you, Joe. Offensively, I'd like to see a 90-play day by the Miami offense. If they can do that, that means the time of possession is going to end up in their behalf. That means that they're getting first downs. That means that they're chewing the clock, that they're doing everything that they want to do, and they're probably having success running the football. Defensively, same thing will hold true. If you make them drive the length of the field, and you make them earn everything, because we both know that Michigan State has had great success with the big play. You know, they, what, the 275-yard scores on the first plays of the first two games. Their running backs had 200-yard day. They had another guy had 123-yard day. Everything's come really easy and in quick hits. Let's let this game be more, look more like an NFL game in my mind, where it can take all 60 minutes and let it be a defensive battle. And I think that puts Miami in the driver's seat.
And DBJ, it's very, very, you know, odd for us to have both of y'all on the program at the same time. So I want to ask you something, because we're celebrating y'all's 20 years of calling Canes games together. That's longer than most marriages. To be honest, I did the montage for y'all, man, and congratulations. That's longer than 90% of marriages in this world. But we know we're all married men. We know there's some bad days in marriages. Do y'all have any stories, Joe, DBJ? I'm opening it up to the board. Any arguments y'all had during the broadcast? Anytime y'all didn't talk on the plane coming back to Miami? Anything we didn't hear on radio?
Joe might have had some. I've never had one. It's been, I'm telling you, not 1 minute, not one snap, not one day, not one play. It's been perfect. It's been great. It's my, you know what? It's like walking into a sanctuary. I don't care what happened before. I don't care what happens after. I hit that booth. It's my time, bro. I mean that, and I mean it sincerely. Look, it's a very simple relationship. I follow his lead. It's very simple. It's no more. It's no less. Two guys prepare their butts off. We're surrounded by a great team of people that put this whole thing together, whether it's Josh and Steph and Vic and the guys back in the studio. Everybody is treating it like it's a Super Bowl every single game. And I mean that. I've not had one bad second. Now, if we lose a game, that's got nothing to do with the team, meaning our team, the broadcast team. But and the university has been great about it as well. And I mean that. There's just not one second. Now, Joe may say, I hate this guy.
Joe's ready to go, DBJ. He's ready to go.
I was going to say, and Shanny, you'd probably pick up on this for a moment. I would like to tell our audience that when they lose a game, I didn't call the play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they think that we have some hocus pocus over winning and losing. Like, the five championship rings I have, I earned them by talking. Yeah. I never called a play, never made a suggestion. Don't hire anybody and don't fire anybody. Meanwhile, Jim Mandage, long time ago, you know, Jim used to have a few milkshakes after games, and he would say to me, you know what? If you're going to be in this business, you should like the person you are working with, because it should be fun. And people should know that there's a joy coming through the microphone. So I work with a guy that I like, and I think, I hope, even despite sometimes in games getting thrashed like Alabama, you can hear the joy coming through the microphone. No different than you and Hawk.
Yes. Yes. Y'all are too nice. Any weird pregame stuff, y'all got to give us something.
Weird pregame stuff. Now, here's the thing.
Weird thing, Joe does. Like, halftime, DBJ. What does Joe do at halftime? Like, it's something weird,
bro,
y'all can enlighten us to.
Bro, it's like two old women. We go out and we eat two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Come on. I mean, there's nothing there.
You're going to throw up on this one, because we got to – we just know, like, I prepare my own way. He prepares his own way. We talk about the game at practice on Tuesday. Sometimes we don't even see each other. I can go in there and go, I think Don knows that if I say the keys to the game are A, B, and C, pretty much going to be in sync with him. So we go to the game on the Alabama game, and I walk in, and he says, here's your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Come on, man. Y'all are successful men, PB&Js. I thought y'all have some steak sandwiches.
Oh, no, I broke tradition at halftime. I told you. They had a Carvel machine. I told the lady, we're getting thrashed here. Give me the biggest chalk of vanilla you've got in that machine. I'm going to lay down underneath it.
No, you know what? It's been fantastic, and we're just we're lucky, man. It's a lucky deal, and I mean it. Jenny, I swear to God, I go there and people got no idea really what I do all week. You know, those 3 hours that I'm in that room, bro, that's as close to heaven as I can get on this earth. There's no place I'd rather be, and the University of Miami's my cause, man. I mean, that's what I live for, that place. So I mean, for me, it hurts me to lose, but I'm there cheering for one of the most important things in my life. So I mean, it works out all around.
That's awesome. Awesome. it sounds too good to be true, but knowing both of y'all, it's exactly what it is. I know both of you guys, and that's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. And congrats. I told Joe congrats, but congrats, man. 20 years is special.
Well, there's nothing to ever get mad about. If I talk over him, he talks over me.
But he stepped on your call, Joe. Third and long, fourth quarter to win the game, and he stepped on your call, Joe. You got to turn and slap him.
Might be funny.
I will say, I have a very, very patient father here with Joe. He's got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a patient guy. I know that my radio, quote unquote, protocol leaves a lot to be desired. And I know, look, he's very patient and understanding, because the opening of the Alabama game, I forgot to have my microphone in front of my mouth. Can you imagine? Joe has prepared 1,000 hours and done everything perfectly right. And this
was pretty
guy
funny.
Sitting beside him. Do you think you could just put the microphone in front of your mouth? I mean, do you think you could just really?
Live.
I mean, really?
From Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it'd be nice if the mic.
He doesn't have to say a word. He doesn't have to say a word.
He is that
glare. I don't even get a look. No. Now, he won't look. He won't glare. But a vein will pop out every now and then.
I might have got that vein because he's done a couple of shows. I got that vein in the forehead once or twice.
But that vein will pop.
Yeah, I was talking about chlamydia, and Joe had the vein. He didn't know where to go with that one. Seriously, though, guys, congratulations. That's awesome.
Oh, my Lord. You know what, Channing? Thank God you didn't go to UM, bro. If I'd have been there with you, we'd have both been just getting out about right now. You are a troublemaker, man.
Meanwhile, I have milkshakes when the game is over, you know, in my car, and he has a bottle of water.
Milkshakes and water? What a good old beer, wine.
But he doesn't know what a milkshake is. Channing may not know what a milkshake is.
Channing,
get
the code for the milkshake. I'll explain in the break.
Okay, thank you. Let me know. I'm a young guy. I ain't been around 20.
I'll explain in the break. All right, I'll see you on Saturday in the booth.
I'll see you, Joseph, and don't let Channing walk you down a bad path between now and the show's over. I know how he can be.
I'm just here to try to guide us to 6 o'clock. Whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to blame it on Hockman.
There you go. See you Saturday.
All right, yes, that's Don Bailey Jr.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.